Hollywood melts during Trump's SOTA address, jackass, fear-mongering pig. By David Ng on February 4, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities mocked President Donald Trump and conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh during the State of the Union address. Using social media to hurl insults and even to make fun of Limbaugh's recent lung cancer diagnosis. Stars including Jimmy Kimmel, Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, and Adam Goldberg spent Tuesday evening glued to their Twitter accounts, making snide remarks as President Trump presented his annual report on the state of the nation to a joint session of Congress. They also praised House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for dramatically ripping up a copy of President Trump's speech at the conclusion of his address. Late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel cracked a joke about the U.S. flag appearing horrified by President Trump. Kimmel's former paramour Sarah Silverman called the president a fear-mongering pig. Late-night host Stephen Colbert couldn't resist. Comedian Wanda Sykes called the president a jackass and said she refused to watch his address. Not nearly as creative or imaginative, the West Wing actor Joshua Malina simply called President Trump an idiot. Comedian Bill Maher called President Trump a liar and encouraged Democrats in Congress to do the same. Singer Nancy Sinatra could barely contain her boredom. Late-night host Samantha Bee played the gender card as usual, inaccurately describing all men in Congress as Republicans and all women as Democrats who wore white to celebrate the 19th Amendment. Actor Jeffrey Wright played the race card, saying that black folks in attendance at the State of the Union address don't hold positions of power. Wright neglected to mention Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, as well as Senator Tim Scott, RNC, who was singled out by President Trump on Tuesday for his accomplishments related to the GOP's tax reform legislation. Comedy Central's The Daily Show implied that Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, was being a bitch by maintaining an inexpressive face for most of the address. Rep. Pelosi's decision to tear up a copy of President Trump's speech on live TV evoked cheers and applause from Hollywood stars including Ellen Barkin, Deborah Messing, and George Takei. The presence of Limbaugh, who recently revealed his stage 4 lung cancer diagnosis, at the State of the Union address clearly triggered several Hollywood celebrities, who couldn't stop themselves from taking mean-spirited pot shots at the radio host. In a surprise, Limbaugh received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the country's highest civilian honor, during the president's speech. First Lady Melania Trump presented Limbaugh with a medal. Comedian Patton Oswalt used the occasion to make fun of Limbaugh and his cancer diagnosis by portraying the radio host as an opioid addict. Actor Adam Goldberg also mocked Limbaugh, calling him a bigot. Actor Don Cheadle also joined in Hollywood's mockery of Limbaugh. Filmmaker actor Rob Reiner wrote that he loathes Limbaugh in a profane tweet. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.